Good morning, Heartsense. This is Mary Tocarol. I live in Arizona, and this is my story. I am a surprise child. I was born in 1946 during the first official baby boom years. I was baby of the family, having two older sisters, 4 and 6 years old, and full older, and my twin sister, 14 minutes older. When I was born, my mother thought she was just having one big baby, bouncing baby boy. And she went into delivery and delivered Martha. And then the doctor left the delivery room. And the nurse says, doctor, I think there's another one. And 14 minutes later, out I popped. So I was a total surprise. And I love saying I'm the surprise child. My dad was a construction foreman and then started his own construction company. So we put in long hours, and we don't have many happy memories with him except in photos on special occasions. My mom was a workhorse and never knew when she would see any money for household expenses because she was constantly told the money had to go back into the business. Mom was a saver, an incredible money manager, and Dad was a big spender. Mom didn't drive until we were about 6 years old, when she had to learn because Dad was preparing to leave the family and she needed to be independent. I don't remember how she managed to provide for us so well, but she did, even buying an adult coat from a rummage sale, taking it apart, and making two identical coats for us when we were quite small. Mom was extremely patient, enduring and loving, and went great lengths to keep the peace in the family. Dad was ADHD and had a temper and was always starting new projects, seldom completing anything, and that was how we moved into very unfinished houses, and Mom endured living through constant construction for 15 years. When Dad up and left her and four girls, leaving behind $36,000 worth of debt, of business debt to workers and creditors, which Mom paid off a little each month. I have no idea how she paid because Dad didn't pay any alimony and was unpredictable with $180 of child support. He loved to come home and take the honors with his girls when they had special occasions, but otherwise he moved too far away to be involved in our lives anymore, except for summers when we visited him. Mom was amazing and somehow managed to look after her aging mother for 23 years while raising the four of us. We really didn't go without anything. We enjoyed homemade, look-alike clothing, which we enjoyed wearing as twins. We had experience with ballet, piano lessons, brownies, and many years in 4-H, where we learned to sew and made all our own dresses, skirts, etc., from about age 12 on. We loved all the rituals in the Catholic Church, especially receiving our first Holy Communion at age 7. We were so cute, always being leaders of processions of height, since we were always the shortest, and then confirmation at age 12. We loved the Mother's Day processions every year to crown the huge Mother Mary statue with a crown of live baby roses that was in a lovely grotto in Menlo Park, California. It was fun to revisit when we went back to our 50th class reunion. We were baptized as infants in a very old church, the Nativity, with lots of stained glass windows and statues and carvings and images everywhere. We changed parishes when we moved and when we were 5, and St. Raymond's was very different, with large, modern church built in the shape of a cross and very few statues, no stained glass, and a very different feel for going to church. The Monsignor was very hard on my mother, quote, siding with my father when they split. She took so much mental and emotional abuse from males in her world and never said an unkind word about any of them. She is my hero. The Monsignor insisted Martha and I attend Catholic high school, so the church paid our tuition, and we bought our uniforms and earned the money to pay for the public bus. The strict rules were ridiculous, so we refused to go more than 1 year, and finished high school at public high school and were much happier. 9 years of Catholic schooling wasn't enough for us. During my teen years, I started questioning the church laws, wondering how eating fish on Fridays and confessing the same old things every time for confession had anything to do with real spirituality. During my college days, Martha and I didn't attend church much, just with Mom when we were home on weekends. Martha got married in the middle of our senior year of college and moved away to Tucson with her true love, and I was left to function as a singleton, the most dramatic adjustment of my life. I started seeking out truth. Mom had found Omega Fellowship, and we attended that together. In the 60s, while I was attending high school and college, Mom joined the Summit Lighthouse and went on many pilgrimages, often helping care for the prophet children. I finally came on board attending my first conference at Santa Barbara in April 1972. So I remember shaking hands, Mark's hand, and hearing him speak at Land of Lanello in Colorado Springs, summer of 1973. I was guided by Mother to take Montessori training. So obediently, I returned to Rosamond, California, took my, quote, retirement from 3 years of teaching first grade to pay for my Montessori training, and moved back home to live with Mom for the year and move her from the home we grew up into a coach in Sunnyvale. I completed the training and moved to Downey, California, where I taught 5, 6, 7, and 8-year-olds in a Montessori academy. I met Bill that year, and we got married atop Mount Shasta with a unique group of 40 couples, 7 of us newlyweds, and the rest of them renewing their vows after the 1975 conference there. We had 3 sons together in Santa Fe Springs, California, and in 1988 moved to Minnesota, where we attended services at the ashram and then the teaching center, raising our sons in the teachings of the Ascended Masters. The 1991 survival cycle was really hard on all of us, and Bill burned out and had little to do with the church after that. That's about when our marriage started falling apart, and finally in 1999, after 24 years, my twin sister Martha came to my rescue and provided a way out of the abusive marriage, and I went to live with her in Arizona. I was a faithful Summit Lighthouse service attender, even after the boys quit attending services and conferences with me. I continued attending conferences as I was able until I found the Heart Center, attending the Tucson New Year's conference. I was hooked with Deborah Lamour being my mentor. I was a natural for the children's program for several summer conferences and really enjoyed my only pilgrimage to Brazil in April of 2007. And now, in my wonderful retirement years, I enjoy leading a Qigong class, which I will do right after this, and participating as Rotarian. I've been in Rotary for about 9 years and was in the Lions Club for about 5 years before that. And I'm in the Optimist International. So these are service organizations I enjoy participating with locally and internationally. And I'm working on making sustainable hygiene products for Days for Girls International, which is totally awesome and my passion now. And the other international nonprofit I'm excited about is called Soul Hope, S-O-L-E, and it is recycling jeans and making patterns to Uganda, where Soul Hope organization buys them from the locals that are making shoes, recycling rubber and the denim parts into shoes for children with tiggers. So it's fun, and morning and have a choice and be on the broadcast with my spiritual family that I love so much and look forward to seeing again soon. I love you all. Bless you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us. We are so glad you are part of our community and one of our lovely teachers for our children. I know you have helped with our children's program and past conferences, and I'm so grateful for your bringing the joy of elemental life to everything you do. So thank you very much, Mary. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.